So I was thinking today, Bhikkhu Bodhi wrote a very lovely piece about Buddha's speaking with a voice of ethical dimensions or ethical authority about what is happening in the world now and how important that is. So I was thinking of doing that, and then I thought, you know, that's really not what we need to hear a few days before starting a silent retreat. Yeah, when before we start a silent retreat, we need to bring our energy in, you know, and not have it so outward focused. So I decided not to talk about that, but to instead talk about how important it is while we're in retreat that we get our own moral compass right. Because if we're going to act after retreat or at any other time during our life, we have to be calm and collected and clear. Yeah, we can't, whether it's in public life or even in our personal life, when our mind is stirred up, when our mind is turbulent, when we're confused and there's our afflictions in the mind, then that's not really the time to act. Because when we act, then we say and do things that aren't very effective and that often come back to haunt us. I think all of us can think of conversations we've had with different people when we've been angry and what we've said, or jealous and what we've done, or full of greed and attachment and again what we've said or done, just on a personal level. And you know, that mind just brings problems, doesn't it? You know, so when people come to me, they often say, what do I do? I have a problem. What do I do? And I always say, first calm your mind and figure out what the affliction is in your mind. Yeah. Do some practice to get rid of the affliction in your mind so that your mind can think clearly. And then when it does, very often the answer comes to you. You don't need to twirl around a lot. But when our mind is agitated and there's anger or attachment or fear or something in it, then we can't think clearly, can we? And we're always saying, what do I do? What do I do? But we can't think clearly about what to do. And even if we make a decision, we can't carry it out very well because our mind is so nutty at that time. Okay? So the retreat time is really a time to go inside and work on our own minds and look at these afflictions. You know, what causes them to arise? What's going on when they're manifest in the mind? What are their results? So these three often come, you know, the cause, the entity, and the result. Or the cause, the nature, and the result. So do it with our afflictions. What causes them? Yeah. So not only external situations, but internal thoughts, internal moods, internal lifetimes of habits, of ways of looking at things, you know, and study those in ourselves. His Holiness says the best laboratory is here, you know, not out there. And you don't need a $5 million grant to pay anybody like you do if you're going to investigate at a university. You have your own self. It's free. Yeah, your laboratory is free. And you look inside and, you know, what are the conditions that support the arising of different afflictions? Yeah. And then when the affliction's there, then what does it feel like? How do I recognize an affliction in my mind? How do I differentiate between an affliction and a virtuous mental state? Yeah, what are the differences in natures? How do they feel inside, you know? And what motivations do they provoke? Excuse me. And then also to think about what are the results of afflictions. Yeah. What do we say? What do we think? What do we do? How do we live? You know, what's the effect on other people, on the environment, on our future lives? You know, to really investigate, you know, the results of our afflictions. And then to do the same, of course, for virtuous mental states. Yeah? When you have a mind that's free of attachment, yeah? What causes that? Yeah? Have you ever investigated that? Can you even tell in your mind when you have when you don't have attachment there? Yeah? And what causes that balanced mind that's free of partiality? And what does that feel like? Yeah? And how do you act when you have that? When you have a mind of compassion for others, yeah, the opposite of anger, then what causes compassion in your mind? And I don't mean wimpy Mickey Mouse compassion here. I feel sorry for these people. They're suffering so much, you know. But real compassion that, you know, wants to, that doesn't have a difference between self and others. Okay. So what does that feel like? What causes that to arise in our mind? Yeah? What actions does it motivate? What are the results of those actions? Yeah? So the same with, you know, the opposites of all the other afflictions. You know, last night we mentioned integrity, a sense of personal integrity, and consideration for others as two mental factors that are important to restrain us from negative actions. And then their opposites, the lack of integrity, the lack of consideration for others. So investigate those. Those two are really important. Yeah? And so what does one feel like? What does the opposite feel like? What brings one? What brings the opposite? What's the result of one? What's the result of the opposite? Okay? So it's quite interesting to really do this. Yeah? And you can do it in the context of whether you're doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga or the Four Establishments of Mindfulness. Okay? Because afflictions are going to come up all the time anyway. Yeah. So instead of going, I shouldn't think like that, I shouldn't feel like that, you know, put your attention and observe these things and how they operate. And as you learn about yourself through doing this, then you automatically are learning about others, because we all function in very similar ways. Maybe not exactly the same, but the more we can understand ourselves, then when we talk to other people, the more we can understand what they're saying and what they're going through. Okay? And then, as we get to know ourselves better and figure these things out, then we can see how we change in our behavior and our personal relationships, and in terms of society, how we can speak with an ethical voice in terms of issues in society. Okay? So you're not going to get bored in retreat, are you? Yeah, that's one thing that doesn't happen, is boredom. Because whatever arises, you observe it. You watch it. Yeah. Learn about it. Study it.